On WTOP's Ask the Governor program yesterday, Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell said he thinks the idea of police drones flying over Virginia would be great, and it would make law enforcement more productive. Our dueling commentators from both sides of the aisle are in agreement on disagreeing with the governor. First, here's Cal Thomas.
Haven't we Americans lost enough of our privacy with all the cameras and surveillance technology already operating within our borders? Drones can snap a picture of everyone at your backyard barbecue. Equipped with weapons, they can kill or maim from thousands of feet or close to the ground. The FAA predicts 30,000 drones could be flying over America by 2020. Just what we need, more air traffic congestion. What about the possibility a drone could be hijacked and flown into the White House, Capitol, or Pentagon? It happened in Iraq when a piece of software costing $26 was used in 2009 to hijack a Predator drone. Drones are being pushed because a lot of members of Congress are getting campaign money from defense companies. There's a drone congressional caucus with 43 members. We've lost enough of our privacy, and while I usually agree with Governor McDonnell on most issues, I don't on this one. I'm with the ACLU and other civil liberties groups when it comes to drones.
And now some thoughts on the same issue from Bob Beckel.
Drones, those aircraft with no pilots, which have successfully detected and eliminated hundreds of terrorists overseas, may soon be coming to your neighborhood. The Federal Aviation Administration, at the request of members of Congress, many of whom receive large campaign contributions from companies that build drones, is considering making hundreds of drones available to local police departments, supposedly to assist criminal investigations. But drones can do much more than track fleeing criminals. They can listen in on your cell phone calls, intercept text messages, and take pictures of your license plates. The local police that request drones will have no control over them. The drones will be guided by the military hundreds or thousands of miles away. Yes, drones may soon be over your house taking down criminals, and your right to privacy right along with them.
Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel, part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP. Cal and Bob discuss the drone issue further in their Common Ground column tomorrow in USA Today.